Today is May 17th, 2021, and it is Monday. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the book of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy and awesome God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the architect of the earth and the builder of all things. You created it all, Lord, and designed it. You are the engineer of engineers, and you are the God who is the finisher of our faith, the giver and the hope for education. You are the instructor of instructors, and you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. The key to everything we need, the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our paths. O Lord, you're the maker of all things, and nothing is impossible with you. You're the opener of our eyes and the promiser. Father, you are quick to hear us, thank you. You're the reigning God, and you're our Savior, and you're the truth. You are the underwriter of all things, the victory in Jesus. And Lord, you're a wonderful counselor, extraordinary in your ways. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light, and you have zero tolerance for sin. O gracious God, beautiful Father and holy Lord, let all the earth be full of your glory. We come to praise you, Lord, because you are the one we need in every instance, whether it's in our highs or lows, whether it's at the beginning of the school year or the end of the school year. But right now, Lord, as things are wrapping up, help us to have that sense of peace from you alone, that peace that passes all understanding. Help us all to be peacemakers wherever we go today, with whomever we speak, and let it draw them towards you. Oh, gracious God, bless this Monday and the start of this new week with a sense of joy and peace from our King, Jesus. We pray in his holy name. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And as the school year is closing, so are the readings. We're up to 142 out of 150. Praise God. The Word of God, Psalm 142. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they're too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness. The Word of God, Psalm 142. Oh, praise God for his holy word. Now, the second thing we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals. These can be found on our website at ceai.org. Just look for resources and then you'll see a list of interesting things, one of them, of course, being daily devotionals, and the other one you can see 116 and Around the Word in 180 Days also for a quick reference. Our devotional for today is written by Kathy Branzell. She is the president of the National Day of Prayer, and they have a wonderful recording of the events in Washington and around the country. If you have a chance, I would check it out. I loved it. It was really good. She calls this devotional Satisfied, the prayer. We need your strength to do the work you have called us to do, Lord. Thank you for helping us. Amen. The scripture that Kathy chose is Jeremiah 31, verse 25. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. When we pray and tell God we trust him, that we will go wherever he wants to take us and do whatever he asks us to do, we feel strong, invincible, and faithful. We are ready to face the unknown. years, months, or even weeks into our trial, we grow weak and weary, having been taken to places we had not thought through or even imagined. Most educators I know start the new school year out with these feelings of renewed strength and refreshed vision and mission. Now that you have nearly come to the end of the year, you may be asking yourself, how can I hold tight to these feelings and that commitment? That's a really good question. How can you hold on? How can you experience that kind of job satisfaction? This is true for many careers and not just teaching. You need to feel satisfied, fulfilled, and content. Consider some things that are fulfilling about what you do. Remember a time when you thought, oh, this is why I do what I do. What are some of the things that you do that decreases your satisfaction? Do you carry the burdens and anxieties that you should be handing over to God? Are your expectations of yourself or students too high? Have you forgotten why you chose to teach? If you listen and look carefully, you will receive many moments of satisfaction from Him. Over the next week, watch and listen for God to refresh and satisfy you. And that, dear friends, was our daily devotional written today by Kathy Brancel, entitled Satisfied. And now the remainder of our time together, my friends, is for our theme for this school year, Prayer, Care, and Dare. That is 180 scriptures that we pray, 180 suggestions for caring for others on your campus, and 180 guidelines to help you to dare to live out your faith as a Christian in the public schools. Let's begin with prayer. We always say a scripture, then we pray that scripture. Our scripture for today is the beautiful Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well. Seeing our students and colleagues as fearfully and wonderfully made opens our eyes to the beauty of each human being. Yes, we are all made in the image of God. Now let us pray this beautiful scripture. I will do a sample prayer, but you know it's a real prayer from my heart to your heart to His heart. And I hope that you have been praying scriptures this year too. Dear Abba, how did you do it? How did you make each human being so unique? We praise you for each student we have ever had because they are fearfully and wonderfully made by you. Hallelujah to your creative genius. You are more wonderful than we can describe. We stand in awe of your intricacies and vastness as we ponder your creation. Thank you, Lord, for brothers and sisters that know how wonderful you are. We are grateful, and we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. And these prayers, my friends, are always available to you on our website at aw180days.com, or go back to Christian Educators and do the resources. And when you get to Around the Word in 180 Days, you can see a link that has praying scripture cards. And there's where you could get the digital version to go ahead and share these with others on your social media. I think this prayer is just one of my favorites. And now, dear friends, let's talk about care. For care is that mark on our lives that we are different, that we are not thinking as much about ourselves, but the welfare and the well-being of others on our campus, whether it's the students or the teachers or the paraprofessionals or administration. You see, Jesus said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So we are just suggesting little things all year long. Sometimes they're so very simple, but other times they take a little prep, like this one for today. Why not bring in a treat and leave it in the teacher's lounge anonymously? And that makes it just a little more mysterious, this random act of kindness. You see, Mother Teresa told us not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And now, dear friends, let us talk about dare. It is your job to know what you can and cannot do in the public schools. But everybody's been told so many different things over the years that Christian Educators stands amazed at how much we have to answer on what you can and cannot do. And that is why we look at 180 guidelines from just four references. And I post them daily for you on our podcast page, which is also on aw180days.com. From the Free to Speak booklet, the penultimate one, the next to the last one, for teachers, you can pray at school. And that's one of those major things that people think is foreign. But it is the ultimate and intimate part of who we are. And so never fear that you can pray at school. Just do it before and after school with others and all day long for yourself privately. In fact, our constitutionally protected prayer happens each day at 1:16 p.m. and is protected because we don't say it aloud. We don't lead the children in it. We say it in our hearts. It's a devout prayer, yet it's a prayer of unity because you're praying with hundreds of your brothers and sisters in the public schools. And we pray someday thousands. We pray at that crazy time, that very busy time, because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today at 1:16 p.m., we're going to be praying for God's wisdom and guidance in our high calling. Oh, if you don't remember that prompt, my friends, when the alarm goes off, don't worry, just pray. So, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of a small portion from Psalm 142. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. O gracious God, our guide, thank you for being that light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet. Help us, Lord, to listen when you are directing us. Help us to know your voice over all other voices. Oh, Lord, bless this day. Let the children come back refreshed from the weekend, we pray. We come to you when we're weary and our spirit grows faint. Oh, gracious God, thank you for all that you do for us. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now don't forget, my friends, that the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty God who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.